The State Board of Elections has ruled no laws were broken when an Oklahoma man with ties to illegal gambling gave $270,000 to the campaigns of leading North Carolina politicians. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
This ruling, which was unanimous, wraps up a two-year investigation into contributions made by Chase Burns and his wife. In 2012, they gave more money than anyone else to North Carolina politicians, including contributions to then-gubernatorial candidate Pat McCrory, Senator Phil Berger, and then-Speaker of the House Tom Tillis. Burns made his money in online video sweepstakes, which are considered an illegal form of gambling in North Carolina. In 2012, Burns and others were lobbying to change that law, and the investigation found the political contributions were almost certainly paid for by income from that illegal business. But since the checks were written from private accounts, no laws were broken. State Board member Maya Cricker found the whole thing ridiculous, and to make that clear, she used the example of a heroin dealer lobbying politicians to make the drug legal.
So all I have to do is take the proceeds of my heroin sales, put it in my personal account, and from that account I can make campaign contributions, and this appears to be perfectly legal.
The short answer is yes. Even if the money is gained from an illegal enterprise, it can be contributed to politicians in North Carolina. Chase Burns, by the way, was charged with money laundering and racketeering in Florida in 2013. He pleaded no contest to lesser charges. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.